Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. On our official clock here, it is 12 o'clock Eastern. This is the latest update on Hurricane Michael. I'm Ken Graham. Let's take a look at the radar and start there. You can start seeing some of these impacts getting closer and closer to the coast, and that's why we've been talking about being ready, wrapping things up today. You can already start seeing some of these rain bands start to move northward, and we're going to continue to strengthen. The plane's been out there, and we're starting to see continual gradual strengthening of this system. So that's what we do expect, even further strengthening as we approach the coast. And look at the size of the tropical storm force winds, extending about 185 miles from the center. So we talk about this all the time, not to focus just on that center, 40 miles hurricane force winds away from the center, but also the tropical storm force winds, because that can do a lot of the damage as well. So we are looking at this system becoming around 120 mile an hour by the time it makes landfall. Look at this, though, staying a hurricane, moving inland around the Alabama, Georgia, Florida state lines there, and even a tropical storm still into Georgia, moving into the Carolinas. So what does that mean? That means we're going to have a lot of winds, and you couple the rain, saturated soils, you're going to knock down a lot of trees, power lines, and you're going to have, you know, it's a significant situation when it comes to power outages. And one graphic to illustrate this, we turn around and take the time to do this because it's important. These are the areas that can see the highest probability of those tropical storm force winds. Notice how far inland they do stretch. So I really want to make that point. Could be some real prolonged power outages in some of those areas. Like I said, now's the time to be ready. You're going to start seeing those conditions deteriorate, tropical storm force winds arriving tonight. We need to wrap things up because the impacts are going to be there. Let's cover some of those. We covered the wind. Let's also cover the rainfall. Rainfall looking 6 to 10 inches or so, maybe even up to 12 inches in some areas on the Florida Panhandle, but look even north where it gets 4 to 6 inches. So once again, you see those values and take the wind on top of that, and that's where you can have some dangerous flash flooding and prolonged power outages. One of the big dangerous factors of these hurricanes, half the fatalities, in fact, is the storm surge. And this is a very vulnerable area in the Gulf of Mexico for storm surge. Really look at Apalachicola to Cedar Key, where that water gets trapped up in there. Some of the higher values that we're looking at, 8 to 12 foot, that is inundation above ground in some of these areas potentially. So that is absolutely life-threatening. And even further down the coast, you can see 6 to 8 feet around Crystal River, even around the Tampa area, 2 to 4 feet. And in some of the low-lying areas, some of those roads could be inundated. So be careful, of course, while driving. It's just best not to drive when that water's coming up. As far as Pensacola, 2 to 4 feet. Some of the areas around Destin, 6 to 9 feet. So life-threatening situation. And when you really dial into it, let's look at it really a little closer because it's important to look at this. You start seeing some of these points. It's not just these barrier islands that get inundated. The water goes over the barrier islands and then forces their way into some of these bays and inland. Apalachicola River, look how far inland some of that storm surge can push. If you look at some other places, it's interesting to note Dog Island, Alligator Point, these areas are going to be inundated. The water's coming in, and with time, the water goes over these islands and pushes well inland, and that's where it could be real dangerous. So even if you're along one of these rivers, you could be 20 miles inland or so. These rivers flow backward, and that's what we got to think about. They come out of their banks. It can be very dangerous. Protect yourselves from the water. 90% of the fatalities is the water. The time is now to get ready. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.